and I will not require any dowry from you. And he was deeply in love with her. He wanted her because she was on record as the people who did her biography, the ulama who did her biography. They used to call her Kanat min Aqilat al-Nisa, min Afadil al-Nisa. She was among the highly intelligent women, and among the women of great standing. So she is recognized in the society. And in fact, you can imagine, when you have a group of people who are going to accept Islam from among the community, men who are the leaders of the Medina community, going to do something that will involve the future of their clan, the future of their tribe, the future of their homeland, and she is included among the people, this shows her position in the society. So Abu Talha was highly interested to marry her, so he accepted Islam. And when he accepted Islam, he said to Anas, stand up and marry him to me. I don't need any dowry from you. She gave the dowry away, because the dowry is the right of the woman. She can say that I do not need it. Her wali cannot say she doesn't need it. I will give her for free. He can say I will give her in marriage, but I will get the dowry myself. But you will not say she sacrifices the dowry. But she herself, she can give it away. فإن كبنا لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا. So she accepted Islam, he accepted Islam, and they created a very good household. Because of her position, I will just mention some aspects of her life that shows her as a really role model. First, we realize that excellence is not limited to men, but women as well. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Nisa al-Sughra. You know the Surah Al-Nisa al-Sughra? Which is it? Al-Ahzab. Wal-Sughra al-Nisa. The small Surah Al-Nisa. The smaller one is Surah Al-Ahzab. In that Surah, Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات عد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. This are 10 categories of excellence. 10 acts of excellence, and in each one Allah will mention the men and the women, the Muslim men and the Muslim women, the believing men and the believing women, the upright men and the upright women, the intensely believing men and intensely believing women, the power of those who fear Allah in the unseen among the men and the women, those who give sadaqah among the men and the women, those who fast. Those women who fast, those men who fast, and those women who fast, those men who guard their chastity, and those women who guard their chastity, those women who remember Allah alone, and those men who remember Allah alone, Allah mentioned them together. So excellence is not limited to men alone. Excellence is among men and among women. And how many a man was superseded by women? How many a man married to a woman and he will die on the day of judgment and you will find himself that his wife was more excellent than him and she has been married to someone who is more excellent than him in the present paradise? It happens. So excellence in Islam, just as women, just as men, attain the position of excellence, women also attain the position of excellence. Now this has no business with the division of responsibility, the division of responsibility in the society. Just because some acts or some responsibilities are confined to men does not mean that women are being segregated or are being discriminated upon. No, it is the natural, it is Islam, a religion that goes with nature. By nature, Allah has apportioned responsibilities to people. Just as Allah has divided